So even if it was a very compressed, compact retreat because of Janmashtami and Vyasa Puja and Zoom Zoom coming to Giranagari and people coming late, people having to go back early. Still very nice. How many of our remaining devotees here were able to complete 64 rounds? Maybe we should do it the other way. How many were not able to complete 64 rounds? Okay. Kitchen, children, fatigue. So one of the best parts of this experience is what we're about to do now. That's sharing. One of the things I like best about the retreat is I don't have to do something. I just hear all of you. Yes. Very nice. So Srinidhi, what time was it when you finished your 64 rounds? What time? 6 or 7 p.m. More like 7 p.m. Around 6:30. Jai! I'm going to call on you first. Is that okay? I like calling on you. Can you share with us what your experience was yesterday? She has some notes.
Some of the highlights of the day, like, am I supposed to answer Paramahansa Mataji's questions, or?
You're free to do as you like.
Some of the highlights are like finishing the last rounds.
Can you speak into the microphone?
Some of the highlights were like finishing the last rounds. It was really exciting.
Okay.
And then your lectures about inspirations and tips were really helpful.
Okay. Which part of those lectures? Something like resonated and helped you?
Like,
you're answering one of the questions now. What helped you the most? Number two there.
One mantra at a time.
One mantra at a time.
And then,
Let me ask you, did you like really get into it or kind of like floated around a little bit?
Both.
Okay, that's an honest answer. And when you really got into it, what was your experience like?
It felt really good, and I didn't really want to stop chanting.
You were really... It felt very good.
Yeah.
Didn't want to stop. I think I knew some of the times when you weren't into it. You inspire me. How enthusiastic you can be for chanting and for Krishna consciousness in general. So I noticed when you were kind of like... You gave your mom your bee bag and walked out. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I knew you'd be back. Keep going.
And around like the first and the last couple of rounds, I took some shelter in the holy name. Uh-huh. But the middle was not that good. And then I was trying to be present.
Good. What did that feel like?
It felt good.
Okay.
And what made it easy for me to complete 64 rounds is break my rounds into 10s. So do 10 rounds first, and another 10, and then another 10, then 14.
Okay. Can you turn this speaker in? So I'm struggling to hear too much, and it might help. Thanks. Okay.
And then some difficulties were getting distracted. And I can say during Raider Japa, like looking around while chanting and not really paying attention. Mm-hmm. And then some lessons were in the middle, like, of my rounds. I went out to do lunch, to eat lunch, and then I was sitting in the sun and eating. When I came back, I was really tired.
I know the feeling.
And then for the fifth question was, what did she, in the first day, we had to basically think why Shishirada, the mother, made arrangements for us to come here. And for me, I thought it was to get a lot of association and to get, improve my chanting, and it happened.
Okay. Let me ask you, there's some number of times, 3, 4, 5, however number of times you've chanted a lot of rounds in one day. How was yesterday different?
It felt really easier to chant with a bunch of devotees around you.
Uh-huh.
The atmosphere was really good.
Okay.
And like you said, sometimes I would give my chanting back to my mom and walk out. I would walk out to get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm really tired, I would go outside, get cold, come back in. I won't feel tired anymore.
Okay.
And then I really enjoyed doing 64 rounds, and it was really fun. And most of it was because of your mercy.
Do you find that as you're doing these, it says consistently getting easier, or sometimes it's more of a struggle and sometimes less struggle and it keeps moving around a little bit?
Both.
Both. Okay. Thank you. When I see you're in the crowd, I know, wow. She's going for it. And her mom's there supporting her. And you're a good team. Okay. Any others would like to share? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my obeisances. It's really wonderful yesterday, in the lifetime, till yesterday, first time able to complete very successfully. It's very wonderful.
You chanted how many?
64.
64. Is that your first time ever?
Yeah, just I'm following your instructions and your lectures. It's very touching and inspirational.
How many rounds do you chant regularly each day?
Regularly I chant 8. Okay. But Mataji asked me and Janmashtami me to increase one more.
Okay.
So I'm planning to increase one more today.
9.
So I'm going to do 10.
10. Okay.
It's really good.
Okay.
I'm able to do very easily by just following your instructions.
Okay.
And your lectures.
Okay.
And having and thanks a lot for giving a good gurus, very wonderful gurus, Sach Kumar Das Prabhu and Prem Tarangini Mataji. With the association, I'm able to complete every day what I ate. Now I'm going to do 10.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Anyone else want to share? Nandan, you're looking very happy. Behind the microphone. How was your struggle yesterday?
A lot. I was somehow I was not able to focus a lot on chanting. I was trying with the tools, especially I was trying to pray to Krishna that I can chant from heart. I couldn't do a lot. I was feeling sleepy a lot of times, and so.
What did you do when you felt sleepy?
Sometime I started either to go out and chant or stand.
And then came back in and felt sleepy again?
Kind of.
So one lesson is, before you're trying to chant a large number of rounds, take sufficient rest. You know, be clear to do that. It's one of the, not just a tip, it's a rule for japa retreats. You know, it's not like become a slumber man, but be rested. Another something that very much helps is mental preparation, anticipation of this wonderful opportunity. And if you're really, really busy before and you're not paying attention to what you're going to be doing, like trying to jump from the busy life into a 64 round experience, take some time. So next time.
Actually, that was kind of my realization that to chant 64 rounds a day, it needs some consistency before that. Not like it's very difficult to immediately come and
parachute in.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Thank you, Maharaj, for giving us this opportunity for the japa retreat. Some of the things that helped me yesterday was, one of the things was preparation, like night before chanting and morning, like just starting to chant. How I took Mataji's meditations and exercises was like, it slows us down and it helps us first to be prepared and then chant, so that we are in a focused mood of taking shelter. So
did you repeat those exercises in the morning before you began your chanting?
Not exactly the exercises. What I did was like night before sleeping, I took some quiet time and I just went back to my notes and just see what resonated and what I'm going to take up for tomorrow.
Fantastic.
And then in the morning, like usually, I used to like head start the day with chanting so that I can spare some time for my daughter. But yesterday I was like, I don't know if I'm going to finish my rounds or not, but I'm not going to just mechanically finish my rounds. So I took that time in the morning to prepare myself so that I can be present to whatever extent I can. So that helped me in like when I started chanting, I was much more focused. And another thing was like, one of the things that I was meditating before the starting of japa was like, when I'm going to hit the dry spots, I'm not going to fight with my mind. Rather, I'll take shelter of Krishna and invoke Krishna's mercy in prayers to Krishna, that Krishna please attract me. And you shared one thing in last retreat.
What happened when you decided to do that?
I felt it was very, very helpful for me to take
What focus. Did your mind say?
Mind actually didn't come in picture. I felt the struggle was there, but then when I was consciously making the decision of taking my attention to Krishna and Krishna's loving nature, it helped me to again and again beg to Krishna and keep my mood on prayers rather than the struggle of the mind.
So your mind quieted.
Yeah. And one of the things that you shared about meditating on the mantra in last retreat, that really helped me. Like when I felt like in the middle of the chanting, it was a little struggleful, then I started focusing on the mantra there and praying to Krishna that Krishna please attract my mind. And it was really helpful. I was just walking back and forth and just seeing all the pictures here and was realizing that Krishna is such a loving person. He's reciprocating with all the devotees, I mean, in the pictures here. And he's so attractive, so why would he not reciprocate with me? Let me be more humble and more loving in my calling. So that really helped me in not focusing on the mind throughout the chanting. And I felt more connected.
And you completed 64 rounds?
Yeah.
Even you were prepared in the morning. I may not complete, that's okay. I want...
Yeah.
It's one of the devotees I was sharing before. Quality attracts quality.
And that was another realization that came in the middle afternoon, that why would Krishna not help me to chant 64 rounds? So I just felt that of help.
Okay.
Thank you.
Someone else. We don't have a lot of enthusiastic devotees this morning. So I may call on some devotees. Okay, Sri Radhika. Okay, yeah. Right here.
Yesterday was were the toughest 64 rounds I ever chanted, even though I've done it a few times before. And what really came to the rescue was one mantra at a time, because to even think of 64 rounds was very overwhelming, because physically I was super exhausted and needing to take a lot of breaks. So one mantra at a time really helped. I kept my focus on, this is the only mantra that I'm going to chant right now, and whether I get to 64 or not, that's up to Krishna.
So when you were doing that, besides you felt relief from the intimidation of having to chant 64 rounds, what else happened when you were one mantra at a timing?
I was much more focused and hearing the holy name than I've been in the past. And even though I've been trying to practice one mantra at a time in the past, but it really helped to be, I felt so dependent on this instruction, because, you know, the physical capacity just wasn't there to do anything else. So that was a very wonderful experience, just the total feeling of helplessness. How am I going to do this? But I'm here and I really want to do this. I also appreciated the first day having set a sankalpa. And I find the example of Gopakumar very, very inspiring, that he did not want to be ungrateful to his spiritual master by not receiving the fullness of what he wanted to bestow upon him. And I was thinking, this retreat, you've brought us all here, and we've had three sessions each day, 2.5 hours long. How much time you are investing into helping us improve our japa. So let me at least try to chant one mantra at a time and in some way receive what you're trying to give. I know there were other things I wanted to share, but I can't remember right now.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj.
Okay.
Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for your merciful lectures on Saturday. Like, all of those like resonated very well with me, but the one thing that really kept ringing again and again was being humble and take service as very important. So yesterday it was like a very, very dry chanting, and I have never experienced such a dry chanting of 64 rounds so far. It was very dry. It started off very well, but then it became, then my mind started chattering all through my rounds, and when it came to the final 16 rounds, then I could really focus and chant very well. But until that point of time, it was like a struggle all the way, and my mind was slamming me all around, and it was really tough. But one thing I was trying to keep telling myself was, okay, this is a 64 round day, no matter what, at least let me try chanting 64 rounds. And my mind was trying to tell me, okay, you're just being in the doership mentality, you want just to complete the 64 rounds and feel happy about that. Said, okay, no matter what, let's still try doing that, because it's Guru Maharaj has allocated this day to chant 64 rounds, let's try to do it. My mind was like pulling me here and there, slamming me, and it was very tough and very dry. But somehow, like by your mercy, like I was able to do 64 rounds. But after doing the 64 rounds, I really felt the mercy and the sweetness of the Holy Name. Thank you so much, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Mukunda. You're one of the hands that went up that you didn't complete 64 rounds? You did. Can you share? Surprise.
Well, just like this Prabhu, most of my rounds were very dry. And I didn't have trouble chanting 64 rounds, especially when we're at a job retreat where there's nothing else to do, that's not a hard thing to do. At least that's how I felt, like, especially in, like, in the Seattle one, I felt the same way.
And like Seattle was easier for you than here, right?
Yeah.
And the reason?
I thought it was nice that we all stayed in the temple room.
We had to. It was raining outside.
Yeah. It was good, though.
Yeah, it was really good.
You were saying that it was
really good.
Yeah. It was nice chanting with everybody together.
And Govinda's presence, because you had been traveling together, and that was probably a resource for you too.
Yeah. And I also, this time, based off of the Seattle one, because like towards the end of the Seattle dropper retreat, it stopped raining, but it was still a little wet. But I went outside anyway, and I just started walking on a trail, and I was completely distracted. Like, I was already hard enough just being here in the temple room, even trying to keep focus. But then outside, I'm looking at the trees and everything, and I was lost. So then I made sure I would not go outside when I was here. Uh-huh. And my best rounds were immediately following your morning lecture, because it was really inspiring how you talked about how important it is for us, that like chanting is the most important thing that we can do. And that was like the most inspiring. For a couple rounds after the lecture, it was good. Then the rest was a little not so good.
Like the rest.
Yeah. And then towards the end, I'm not sure if this is a bad distraction exactly, but I got distracted because I was looking forward to getting done, because I wanted to do some kirtan afterwards.
Good.
So, yeah.
How was the kirtan afterwards?
It was okay. I was fatigued, but it was still nice. It's good to feel the effects of the chanting.
Remember the kirtan in Seattle that evening?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. When you completed 64 rounds, what besides the sense of accomplishment, spiritually, what space were you in? You felt elevated by that chanting?
Yeah, I felt really serene, I guess. I don't know what the word exactly.
Yeah. Chanting extended has an effect like that. Whatever the struggle may be, you know, from here to there, when you're at that point, you feel vibrationally just, it's different.
Yeah.
I like that. It's a nice feeling. It feels like this, and we should feel like this all the time.
Yeah.
Someone over here had their hand up. They didn't complete 64. Who was in that group? It's, you know, not just hearing success stories, but hearing, you know, the tribulation story, and where that, how you dealt with it. Okay, you like to share with us?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. I couldn't be able to complete, or you know, I didn't even try like 10 rounds actually. I think the reason is. I'm not fully focused on the chanting.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, somehow, whether this chanting will give me a complete, not the consciousness, but at least
experience.
Yeah, experience. Or mostly, I'm looking is like a karma sannyasam. My question is whether can I do it? Somehow, my mind was on that actually.
Okay.
So maybe that is stopping me. I'm trying to find either any other way or around. That's why I couldn't be able to do chanting a lot.
Uh-huh. Okay. Comment is, contemplation of shelter. Prior to guidance from our awesome disciplic succession, Where is there a sense of shelter in this world? So it's not clear. And so there's a whole, you know, Kmart full of possibilities. And some have this, and some like that one, and some like a whole bunch of them, and some mix them up and make khichdi. But shelter is what will make a difference. From what you described. So my recommendation would be take some guidance, what passages from scripture or teachers or teachings are relevant to the topic of shelter, and come to understand that a little better. Because when you're striving, to put it simply, Prabhupada said, when you have a very clear sense of goal, it's very easy to get there, at least to take steps to get there. Conversely, one who does not have a clear sense of goal, it's very difficult to get there. And it's very difficult whether to, you know, do I turn left or right? And you just end up going around and around without really accomplishing shelter. So, okay, someone else would like to share. Oh, we have one hand here and then in the back. You had put your hand up? Okay.
I was really looking forward to this japa retreat for many months, actually.
Many months?
Yeah.
You must have had a real great experience. Not exactly, Maharaj. It's pretty tough.
I think I learned a very good lesson. And a very good lesson, at least for me.
Speak into the microphone.
For the first half of the first half of japa, for 32 rounds or so, not exactly, but something like that. The exchange that we had during the weekend really was my, somehow it was in front of my consciousness, that it's a servant approaching the master, you know, trying to put some effort but feeling dependent on the master. And doing it for the master's pleasure. And that was the lesson I learned, is that chanting is not about what I feel so much. It's more about bringing Krishna pleasure and trying to do that.
Nice. And then?
And then the second half was really nice too. The message that stuck with me for the second half was switch to please accept me. Please accept me. Ah. Those three words.
Even though Dinishta doesn't like that one. Go ahead.
It was powerful, and at the end for me it was just, I was late because I had interruptions in between, necessary interruptions. But at the end it was, I was just like, wow, because it's the only thing that's important is the holy name, it's the holy name, the holy name. And another important lesson I learned, Guru Maharaj, was that you said pray a lot yesterday. And I was sitting here the whole time, or as much as I could, praying to my spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, and especially to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And because I was realizing that how much Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us.
Mm.
Like practically everything you've presented in these japa retreats, both past and this one, have been from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then I went to take prasadam and I'm chanting Mahaprasadam, but it's like, this is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur too.
Mm.
And so it was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Mm.
I started to chant his pranam mantra after every four rounds also, just requesting, please give me your mercy.
Mm.
And the struggles weren't a struggle anymore, because even though I was struggling, I was just saying, my dear Acharya, you've given this instruction, let me just try to follow. So that was a very powerful message for me, that if I can just take shelter of our Acharyas.
So that's your take-home message too, I would
assume. Two take-home messages. Krishna's pleasure, and that take shelter of the Acharyas.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to be in this retreat, where I had a very wonderful experience chanting with you and chanting with all the devotees around me. It was a very nice experience. Although I had my kids, I mean, we took turns, with my husband and taking care of the kids. And when I was in the temple room, I felt really very nice. I could feel the shelter. And actually, before I started chanting, I took your instructions of praying to the Lord before I started chanting. I really prayed for the focus. And as I started chanting, I started to apply Mataji's instructions, Mataji's exercise, saying, I'm surrendered to you, and diminishing all the relationships that I have, and focusing only on the Lord, and also focusing on the relationship that I have with the Lord, that I am His servant. And And I'm a servant, and also not focusing on the other relationships, because I remember whenever I chant in the morning, if I'm going through some struggles, I'll pray for that, please help me come out of it so that I come up in devotional service. Please help me come out of it. Like I'll focus on that struggle instead of focusing on the holy name or on the relationship that I have with the Lord. So that really helped me very much. That part really helped me very much, like diminishing the relationship and seeing myself as a servant of the Lord, and also thinking about not thinking about the false shelters that I have, instead thinking about the real shelter. The morning class that you gave regarding the spiritual identity. The spiritual identity wins over the mind. That part really helped me, and I could also see that. I could also see that, like, I did not put much effort in controlling my mind when I told myself that I am the servant of the Lord and I'm not that, I'm not this. That really helped me. And also while chanting, when my mind went here and there, I thought, I have come here to chant 64 rounds, and I'm here at least in the temple room. I have to focus whatever it is. I have to focus. And in the afternoon, I was outside with the kids in the park. That was not a good chanting. I mean, I was distracted. I was distracted there. I mean, maybe I think I took it for granted that, I have to chant nicely in the temple room and not in the park. So, I mean, when the kids were around, I could not chant properly, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj, like my lessons learned was I have to have the prayerful chanting and I have to chant with feelings. Instead of mechanical chanting. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for giving me this opportunity of experiencing what chanting is. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mantaji. Back in the corner, raise your hand again. Did you complete 64 rounds? You did. Is that the first time for you?
Yes.
Well, please tell us about that experience.
I've got a lot of things to share, Maharaj. Actually, I'm a neophyte to this path of devotion.
We're all neophytes. Welcome.
I started only 2 years ago when I joined your Mayapur Yatra. That time, I will honestly say it was to be with my family, actually, my daughter and son-in-law and child was very attractive to me. So I went there partly to be with them.
You just tagged along and they gave you a bead bag and you chanted 64 rounds.
No. But my mind got attracted to Krishna by listening to you. I was half converted. Then I was looking. Then I was chanting irregular. Then I was looking forward to the Vrindavan Yatra, but I said, are you coming? We have to go. So she said, you are more interested than me. Yes, I would like to visit Vrindavan. In between, I had read your ever well-wisher, Prabhupada's book, and I really got converted. Then,
what about here? You're 64 rounds.
Yes,
get focused.
Yes, then after Vrindavan, I was chanting. At least I had some experience, but I really desired to improve on my chanting. I knew it was not proper. It was not the 16 rounds either. So we planned in such a way that we have to be here during this retreat. So I made it a point that I and my husband will join.
Okay.
So I feel very much blessed because it may be the first and the last time that I'm
not last time. There. Why do you say that?
Maybe not. But so I wanted to make full utilization of this. So I came with a mind prepared that I will learn something and go. And it was very helpful to me. The first time when I listened to you in the preparation, the connected chanting, then I realized what was missing in my chanting. It was not actually the connected chanting I had never experienced before, I have never done before. So yesterday I prepared my mentally that I will do whatever I do, maybe 64, maybe not, but it will be real chanting. And most of the part, my highlight was ki I could do at least 75 to 80% of the time real good chanting, hearing the mantra and focusing on the
Did
Lord.
You stay in the temple room most of the
yes,
time?
Yes, I stayed in the temple room. It was very helpful with the devotees all chanting in front of me and with the deities there. It was very easy to fix the mind, and it, for the first time in my life, I felt that I was really doing chanting.
Were you praying or chanting prayerfully, or what was the mood?
The mood was, it was, I started with a prayer to the Lord so that to help me in completing the rounds. Then I started chanting, and it was really, I felt that connected to the Lord for the first time. And Mataji's instruction of whenever my mind was trying to wander, I imagined the Krishna sitting in my heart. That was very powerful meditation the previous day. It was helping me. I used an image of Krishna sitting in my mind and listening to my chanting. So I'm chanting for him, not for the round. So for the first time in my life, I did real good chanting.
So what's going to happen tomorrow?
I think I am continuing. Today also it was good chanting.
Good.
Which I did.
What about tomorrow?
Before coming. Yes, I think it will be from now on.
What will you take with you is what I mean to say here.
Yeah, that connected chanting is the thing which I feel I will be taking with me from here. And it's a great blessing. And another thing, Maharaj, I would like to say, my husband, he never used to chant. He came for the yatra, he listened to you. But he used to see me chanting, he never, but he does his own prayer, he does Vishnu Sahasranam every day. But he didn't believe, and we didn't used to force him. So while coming here, we asked him, should we take a chanting bag extra for you? He said, okay, pack it. So he came here, and what happened, I do not know. He listened, and then he said, I'm going to do 64 rounds. He sat and he did, we really didn't believe him. And he sat and he really did a great effort, and he finished by 9 o'clock, and that was a great highlight for all of us. We thought that he got the maximum mercy from here. So that was another highlight for me also, personally. So I thought somebody can easily parachute and not jump also, perhaps into consciousness.
Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Okay, I want to call on one of you four sitting in the back corner back there. You can look at each other and decide who's going to speak. One of you is hiding behind the chair. Shweta, thank you for volunteering.
it was long, and it was hard.
It was long.
Yeah.
But long is good, right?
I guess. Well, it was really hard.
You like long kirtan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess my attention span was sort of on and off. It wasn't like on like the whole time. So it was like whenever I was paying attention, the two things that I used the most were one of the meditations Paramahansa Yogananda Mataji said was like where you call Krishna out of your heart and ask him to sit in front of you and you chant for him or something like that. And then the other one was one mantra at a time.
So did you, when your attention was off, what did you do? Just like let it go, or you tried to bring it back?
Let it go. Well, so it, like,
and then what brought it back? Because you tried to bring it back or just decided to come back?
Oh, I guess I tried to bring it back sometimes.
You tried to bring it back?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get restless and want to walk around? And
yeah, but I just sat down. I said, like, I'll just finish. So I finished them. I just went for breakfast once and then lunch. And then
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
We heard a couple of devotees speak about, rather than fighting with the mind, you know, just the positive thing of seeking Krishna's shelter. Because devotional service and chanting is part of devotional service. It's a relationship. It's what we do in relationship. One of the things that we do in relationship with Krishna. So if we're inattentive, what's Krishna going to do? Okay, you want to be inattentive, that's all right. And so we'll feel that this is disconnected. It doesn't feel comfortable to be disconnected. Like, you know, parts of you are just missing, that you're not feeling whole. So, seeking shelter, this, I'm going to speak something after a couple more people share, but this is, well, I'll include addressing what you just shared. You know, when you get into those moments, it's important for each of us. Then it's not always the same, for sure, but when those moments of disconnectedness becomes like we're aware of it and we want to do something about it, we're not just going to continue being disconnected, where do you go? What steps to take? We'll come back to that. Anyone else would like me to call on them? Mahamantra raised his hand.
Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. All of us a blessing just before starting. Let the hardships descend into your heart.
Something's wrong with the microphone. It's going and coming.
Really in my heart.
Why don't you hand over that little portable one?
And there was a lot of struggle to keep my mind's demands. But I decided I'm not going to fight.
You decided to not fight also?
Yes, Guru Maharaj, because I got defeated.
Okay. What did you decide to do instead?
The one word that came was the Namashraya.
Okay.
So, and the power of your blessing, I was hoping definitely that it's going to help me. So instead of fighting, I tried to focus hearing each mantra. So some of the rounds took long time, but those were good rounds. And then I went into this achieving mode. And then what helped me was that I'm subatomic. So that I had to keep remind myself repeatedly, and then
mind is very endlessly tricky. Just as soon as you're, you know, on the good side of heading in the right direction. The mind's there, right in the path, yeah. Proposing something else.
Yes. And if I really become firm and it says, okay, okay, and then I realize myself distracted without my notice, like, so it didn't help either, like, but then somehow I wanted to neglect, but the prayer was really helpful. Please accept me, Krishna. And but I want to express my gratitude to Sachkumar Prabhu and Premdharani Mataji because of this. I had some previous experience about all the tools, and I tried to apply, especially one is that the one mantra at a time, this is the first time I am seeing that it made me chant swifter.
Gangana Raya, when you, during the japa session, you went outside, sat at the picnic tables and was, what were you doing there? You're going through the prayers and like just getting centered again? Can you share what you were doing? Give him the microphone.
I wanted to break my fast at around 11 o'clock or so. So, and then I finished 32 of my rounds. Then I went to take my break the fast.
Yeah.
And then I was just going through Sikshashtakam and the other prayer which Premathagni Mataji has circulated. And because for me, especially the Sikshashtakam verse resonated, especially trying to tell myself that, you know, Krishna has invested all his potencies into this holy name, and yet I'm not, you know, not even scratching the surface.
Durdaivam.
So that mood really resonated with me, and so I was just trying to.
And after doing that, what happened?
It was a very rough battle after that. It was really rough after that. I came back and I started chanting. I noticed that while the altar was open, it was easy for me to focus my mind. Rather, even if my mind distracted, I could focus on the DD form and somehow get back to chanting. But when the altar closed, I was really, really bad. I was almost smashed, just like the other devotee was sharing. So I went outside. And for me, I started chanting loudly. Somehow when I was chanting softly, I was going into the sleeping mode, and it was a little distracting for me too. So I went outside and started chanting loudly, and I could get back into focusing on the sound vibration. And actually one more thing I wanted to share is the prayer which Mataji had asked to write to Krishna and to the mind. That really helped me. Also,
did you look at those when you were out at the picnic table?
Yeah, actually I had it all the while with me, in front of me. My personal prayer to Krishna and my mind.
It's funny when you... Not funny, but it's there's irony when sometimes taking a break helps just do a refresh, and sometimes taking a break you lose momentum. And sometimes after eating everything is gone. So fasting is nice. Would you like to share? That's a yes, no, or maybe.
If you want me to share,
okay.
Else.
Briefly.
My first experience was at the Japa retreat 2 years ago. And my experience there is that the last maybe 14 rounds took me a very, very long time.
Fearless Krishna Chaitanya. bites the dust. Go ahead.
So I was anticipating perhaps more of the same, but at the Festival of the Holy Name with the 32 round day, yeah. I had a very nice, very focused, determined experience. And at this retreat, I've been struggling with my health the whole time, respiratory problems. And I missed the Mangalaiti yesterday because I couldn't sleep in the night. So I was thinking I would not chant the 64 rounds. But I got up around 3:30 in the morning. I just chanted my 16 rounds there because I wasn't sure if I'd be able to do it later because of the health situation. Uh-huh. Then later I came for japa period. And yesterday I experienced very nice, just determined chanting. I just sat down in one spot. I chanted, and most of my meditation was to get your blessings, that I came all the way here. And I wanted to show that I was enthusiastic to participate in the retreat and that I wasn't trying to ditch him. So I expressed that by being determined to chant 64 rounds to receive your blessings. And that gave me a lot of strength to do it. The meditation that helped me the most was meditating on the meaning of the mantra, the simple one that Prabhupada has given us. I'm your eternal servant. Please engage me in your service. I mean, I have a particular way of thinking of that, but that meaning was helping me to remain focused during the period. And my understanding is because the holy name is not different from Krishna. No one can really chant the holy name without the Lord's mercy. Mm-hmm. So I was not very much determined to, I'm going to chant the holy name. I was expecting that there may be some struggle, there may not be some struggle. And if the Lord so desires that I chant, then I'll be able to chant. And I felt that my mood of wanting to seek your blessings and somehow enthusiastically participate in the retreat made a very, very nice experience. For the most part, I was able to just remain more or less focused. When I would get distracted, I would take shelter of the sankalpa that I had in the meaning of the mantra. And I was feeling very grateful for the experience.
Okay.